Yeah, definitely, definitely. Good after practice workout. Much needed.
Work on that jumper, is that good? I mean, you're amazed about how long.
No, I just want to get a few extra shots up after practice, kind of get into a rhythm. So, offensively, we didn't quite have a rhythm last night, so I figure we'll get a few extra shots up, and we should be able to get our rhythm back.
Did you get the shots that you normally get in, they're just not going in?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I got shots, but the thing is, every time I caught the ball in the post, you have five guys, you know, inside the lane. I've never seen that before in my career. That's just a sign of respect that the whole team is trying to guard me out there. So I think for the most part, what we got to do now is continue to shoot with confidence, play with confidence, and realize how good we really are. So once we figure that out, then we have a better approach. We should have more of an attack mode tomorrow night.
LaMarcus, since you were getting a little bit frustrated talking with him earlier last night with everybody around you, were you getting frustrated?
No, not with LaMarcus at all. I don't think he guarded me at all last night.
No, just in general. All people around you in general.
Oh, well, you had the whole team, you know, trying to prevent myself from getting to the basket. Like I said, that's just a sign of respect, I think, but now we just have to be able to counter their defensive approach. You know, they didn't want in the end, you know, points in the paint, so they played that way. And now we just gotta knock the open shot and get it, shooting with confidence, be ready to shoot, you know, and just stay prepared.
Camby's a savvy old guy. What does he bring to them defensively on you that maybe you don't see all of
them? Well, his length is definitely something that he used to his advantage. So what they're doing was put a taller guy, a longer guy on me. And once I beat him, then the whole team, the rest of the team has to be inside the paint to try to bother the shot. So that's their defensive strategy from last night, from what I took out of it. I think now we just have to be able to use that against them.
You seemed willing, if not ready, to take that. The first shot you took was a 20-footer, and then you kept shooting those outside shots the whole game. Is that just what was there?
Or? I had a couple. I shot a couple outside shots. I mean, could have been more. But,
so you're fine taking those shots as opposed to getting
them? Oh, yeah. I'm comfortable shooting the jumper. Totally. So just have to, take what the defense gives me. A lot of times they give me the jump shot. Sometimes they don't. So just got to play basketball.
So you won't try to force it through on those five guys down, get your dunks and stuff?
No. Well, I mean, if I do get in the paint and you have guys, five guys in the paint, then that should leave up open shooters. Mm-hmm. You know, so when the ball goes out, the rest of the guys have to be ready to shoot and shoot with confidence.
It sounds like today, everybody, it's a matter of just hitting some outside shots and that will free everything up. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. I mean, basically, that's pretty much what it boils down to. Because previous games, teams always have two options. And we normally say pick your poison, you know. So if you're going to take away the inside play, then we should be able to hurt them from the outside. And obviously what they want to do is take away the inside play for myself, and we just got to make sure we're ready to knock down open shots and see the confidence.
What adjustments do you need to make on the other end to keep their guard?
Defensive end? Yeah. Well, I think we got to – we watch film, and we just got to keep in mind that Andre Miller's a guy that wants to get to the basket, so is Bayless and the rest of the guys. They want to get to the basket, they got to protect the paint, you know, by any means. So that's pretty much what we got from that.
He's made a career out of doing that, though, Andre.
Oh, yeah, that's what he does. I mean, the guy had 50-some-odd points, and I don't think he shot 1-3 in that game from a guard perspective. So that's pretty unheard of, but he's very crafty at getting to the basket. He's a heck of a player, so we just got to make sure that we stay ready for him and make sure that we play team defense out there.
Did this lunch keep you up last night?
Yeah. I might have got 2 or 3 hours of sleep last night. Definitely hurt.
Watch
some new plays, watch film. Definitely kept me up all night last night. So
was it frustrating?
I needed to go home and take a nap.
Was it frustrating at all that you guys couldn't get to the line, especially in the first half, like 2 free throws?
Yeah, I think we was being aggressive. Definitely going in the paint, foul calls didn't quite go our way, which we can't be too concerned about. We just have to make sure we're still aggressive and hopefully we can draw some more fouls out there.
What was it like every time you did catch on the roll that there was somebody right there to read?
Yeah, I mean, that's their defense. They want to clog the paint up. They want to keep guys inside the paint. That's what they want to do. So we know that. They're a defensive team. I think we just have to be confident enough to know that we're the best offensive team in the league. And there's no team that can stop us offensively. Once we keep that confidence and we play that way, and also implement our defensive strategies, we should be in good shape.
When you did get isolation chances against Cammy, what did you learn about going attacking?
There's no isos. With me and Cammy, there's no isos. Once I beat him to the basket, the rest of the guys are in there. So there's isos, but there's no one-on-one play. It really isn't. So with that being said, you just have to make sure that when I do make that move, that be a playmaker out there, find open guys, and we just got knocked down shots.
How was the just coming in today after the loss? I mean, how was everybody?
Well, for the most part, it was focused. We talked about, we all kind of just had a collective conversation about what took place last night and what our mistakes were and what we got to do to get better. And watch film, so we learned from film, and then we practiced. Implemented what we talked about on film and practice, and a few of us got a few extra shots up after practice to make sure that we stay sharp. So we should be ready for tomorrow night.
Emotionally, you guys feed off of your big-time dunks and the big threes, and there weren't a lot of you to win last night. Is that part of the reason you maybe couldn't get the
three? I had about three dunks last night.
Huh?
I had about three dunks last night.
No, I mean, but they're mostly rebounds. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
talking. No, I absolutely totally understand what you're saying. I think they do a great job, man. I tell you what, they keep pressure on the interior play. They won't allow you to get to the basket. They're long with Marcus Camby and also Aldridge. Both guys are 6'11 and up, long wingspans. So I think what we got to do is still play aggressive, play smart. And the team that makes less mistakes normally wins. So we got to make sure we make less mistakes out there. Make sure we take off the middle drives. What we implement defensively, we got to make sure we execute that and make less mistakes.
Does this make you almost desperate for a win tomorrow? Because you can't be 0-2 going to there.
Can't be 0-2. And we can't be 0-2. So we got to do tomorrow. It's really understand how important every possession is and how important the game is tomorrow night and be totally ready to play. I think now we understand that we got to take these guys seriously, despite on who they're not having as far as Brandon Boyd and Greg Oden, those guys that are hurt. It's better. Regardless of who's not playing, now we know we have to take these guys seriously. So that should add to our motivation and also determination.
There's a little bit of sense of taking them lightly?
I hope not, but you never know. Just in case it was, now that we know that they're a team we're reckoning with, we have to bring it. So they will be ready tomorrow.
You've been dominating inside for so long. Were you out here just making sure that your jumper felt better today? Is that when you're taking the extra shots outside?
A few extra jumpers, just a couple. Nothing to talk about.
Is that part of the tweaks for tomorrow?
Sort of, kind of.
there were times when they would have two, three guys on you and somehow still manage when you swung it out to close out on the shooters. How were they able to get that done?
Yeah, well, they know what they want to do. They understand what they are trying to do. They really want to close out on shooters somewhat. But they, you can't play both. There's no way to play both. I mean, they may have done it once or twice or a few times throughout the game, but there's no way you can do it consistently for the whole game. So, we got to be ready to shoot and knock down shots.
Now, what does that do in terms of your aggression, just taking it to the basket? I mean, when you got this trees coming at you, double, triple teams, I mean, what does that force you to do?
Yeah, triple teams, quadruple teams. I saw all five. When I caught the ball one time, I saw all five guys in the paint. So that just, like I was telling guys, it's just a sign of respect for how they feel about my play. But I think for the most part, from a team standpoint, we have to totally be ready to go. We got to be ready to shoot the ball from the outside, crash the boards, keep Camden Aldridge off the boards, and play great defensively.
With that sign of respect, are they telling you in your mind that, hey, they want me to shoot jumpers, and is that the adjustment that you have to make?
Well, not only that, I think they're just, whenever I catch the ball, anywhere they want to be, they're all eyes on, so the jump shot may be open. But it all depends. You never know how they're going to play tomorrow night, but you have to take what the defense gives you.
This can't be the longest guy in the league.
No, No, no. We got Bynum in L.A. with Gasol. Both of those guys are long. You know, Tyson Chandler is extremely long. You know, you got some. I mean, Tabit is maybe the longest. You know, so you got some pretty long guys in the league, but Cam is definitely one of them.
Is he one of the toughest guys? Do you think he is the toughest guy for you to go against?
No, I don't think so. I think, like I said, what they're doing is they're playing great team defense. It may seem like Cam is doing the job, but it's just the total team effort out there, really, really playing well. So.
What you saying there was a surprise to you. Beat Camby baseline, and all of a sudden there's Andre Miller. You're crashing into him for an offensive foul. I mean, you're like, where's everybody coming from?
Yeah. They're doing a great job with disguising where they're double teaming from. One guy may double from the top. The other guy may come baseline. They're doing a great job of mixing it up out there. So, you know, we just got to be ready to understand that they're gonna double, and if a guy double, we have to cut behind him for an open layup and be ready to shoot the outside shot.
You normally fouled out twice all year. Was this more of a case because of the offensive ones? Is that what got you in trouble?
I think one thing, I lost track of how many fouls I had. I lost track. I didn't think I had that many fouls. And when that last foul happened, I realized it was my sixth foul. So it's one of those cases where I wasn't totally aware how many fouls I had. Still playing aggressive. So it won't happen again.
Last night you said you were going to go check the film. What stood out to you the most from examining it and what you want to do in the game?
We played well defensively. We played well. I think we just missed some easy shots. You know, we had a few opportunities down the stretch there in the fourth quarter, knocked down a couple open shots. I think one thing we have to do is really, really cut down on our mistakes, no middle drives, and be ready to help one another. Once one guy gets beat, then the next guy have to help and then help the other guy. So we have to help one another out there. We got to make sure we keep Camby off the boards. He's extremely long, and if you know, once you look to help, he goes to the basket for the rebound. So keep him off the boards. If we can correct those simple mistakes, we'll be okay.
Mario, you're one of three guys that are on this team from the 2016 that came back twice. How do you share that with the rest of your teammates, that experience?
Well, they have to understand that it's a seven-game series. You know, a team had to beat you four times. You know, so what we got to do now is get a win tomorrow. You know, fight for this win tomorrow, and then after that, then we have to get one in Portland and get home court advantage again. So, you know, it's really a series. You have to beat the team four times. So we can't get too down about the first loss, but we have to make sure and understand that the next game is very, very important for us. So.
When you were talking to Coach and Kerr after practice, what was their message to you?
That was discreet, sorry.
That was what?
It was a discreet message.
Discreet message?
It's kind of sacred.
Fair enough.
Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.